two vets. Dan Olgars was having a hard day. He worked at the vet clinic's secret warehouse, where he did little else but put animals to sleep all day. Had it really come to this? After losing his own clinic, he had driven about until he ran out of gas. This was a city of Mauvewood. He got work as a burger flipper, but he couldn't flip as fast as the endless stream of teenage flippers, and he got laid off after a couple weeks. He still had some ketamine, and he sold it to his multi-pierced co-workers. He also got a teenage girl named Jenny Elliott high a lot. Because sometimes, while deep in the K-hole, she would not notice his soft fondlings. At work, Jenny earned the name Miss Frozen Nose. In the short 2 weeks Dan worked there, he made most of the crew at McSleggins his customers. It's a good thing he still had his vet license. This allowed him to order a bunch more ketamine. Dan, at this point, was still only a week-end ketamine user. He would shoot a small amount into his muscle tissue. He had lost his coke contact dude, got busted selling a kilo to an underage girl in a school zone, and then had run from the cops, dashing into the car, using the girl as a hostage. He ran over an old lady crossing the street in his mad dash. The cops killed a retarded boy. They ran him down while chasing dude. They added that one to second vehicular homicide against dude. It would be a long time before dude was free to roll him some blow. Dan still loved animals, and he would help them out when he found them wounded. Lots of squirrels with damaged eyes from kids' slingshots, and pets mangled from other pets. Dan looked for work all over town as a vet, but he had a bad record now due to his earlier conflicts, and he could not find that kind of work again. After a month of living in his car and selling K, Jenny's parents went out of town for an 8-day vacation to Florida. Dan slid right in. He and Jenny had lots of trippin' sex. She would suck him off while he was in the K-hole and vice versa. Around this time, he landed the unsavory job of putting animals to sleep. He worked at a pet death factory, hundreds of animals to be killed every day, shipped in from all over the state. The pay was not bad. With the K money, he got a small house on the crumbling side of town. Dan arranged his meager remaining possessions from his car to his rundown new home. A house with a bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, one spare room. Dan thought he would make a pet guest room. It had been a long, hard day. He had to put bunches of kittens to sleep. A few puppies got to go under too. He even put down a couple calves and a baby kangaroo. It was only Wednesday, but he needed a release. He fished out his handy ketamine suitcase. Gone! All the ketamine was gone. The last thing he remembered was slinging it at a party. And then he went to a K-hole sometime that evening. Bastards must have robbed him blind. Now he was going to lack cash for more K and for rent. The only thing that rattled through Dan's mind was the bastards, the bastards, the bastards, the bastards. Now, the fuck what? He got an upset tummy and called in sick to work.